anything been going on with you?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Nah. You know, we're here in Spartanburg. It's another season. Obviously caused a little stir with an ad I put out, and that was the intention. So, you know, I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about this team, obviously. And the guys are excited as well. So yeah, it's going to be a fun year.
Can you talk about the thought process, just what you went through, when did you decide that you were going to do this?
Yeah, so, you know, something I was thinking about a little bit after mini camp, and called the Charlotte Observer, and they were very helpful, and put an ad out. You know, I didn't really tell anybody because I wanted to have it in its entirety and how I wanted it to be, so I didn't really want anybody kind of influencing it other than how I felt it would be right to put it out there, and really I did it for the fans. You know, we haven't given them a whole lot in recent years, and they deserve a better team, and I'm very confident in what this team can do, and you know, so the idea behind the ad wasn't the hope of trying to be wishful for a Super Bowl, but really, you know, that I feel confident that we have the talent and the commitment and the drive to make it happen. So that was the idea behind it, and so that's kind of what's come of it.
What did you expect the reaction to be?
You know, I knew I'd take some heat for it, and rightfully so. It's a bold thing to say, and especially such a tough game, and you know, you know, what I care about is who I wrote it for and who it was intended for, and that was the fans of the Carolina Panthers and my teammates. So in that regards, it's been very positive.
Talked about the message you sent, Ryan. You think front office, they've been sending a message when they traded Jeff earlier last week?
How so?
Just that, you know, they're not even a guy, a veteran who's been hurt, and not going to wait on guys like that anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think so. It's a tough deal, Jeff. Obviously, he's a teammate of ours, and we care a great deal about him. And you know, unfortunately, it's been tough for him and getting going. So I think the thought process behind that was really to kind of give Jeff a fresh start. And that happens a lot, you know, in those trades. It's part of the business, and it's a tough deal. But, you know, there's nothing we can really do or control it. Obviously, there's guys that come and go that you don't want to have happen, and that's just part of the business. So everybody will have their time, and so hopefully everything works out.
What
for Jeff.
What does it say about Byron Bell, and how do you think he'll handle it?
It says a lot about Byron. It says a lot about the confidence that they have and we all have in him. And, I mean, he's taken tremendous strides in a short period of time. I mean, we threw him in there, especially being a guy who wasn't a highly touted draft pick coming out and all that. So, obviously, you see him out there. He's a physical football player. He's a big man, and he has the smarts and the drive to make it happen. And there's been full support behind him, and he's done a tremendous job for us.
You look at 6-10 a year ago, and maybe it didn't look good, but you did win four of your last six. Is that those last six games? Is that really what's, I guess, the springboard for this team into 2012?
Yeah, you know, I think we won six games last year, but I don't think it's real telling of the kind of team we were. I mean, really, we're in all the games but two, and a big part of not being able to kind of get over that hump and finish out some of those close games against some really good opponents, I think, were some of the missing pieces we had, especially defensively. Losing John Beeson was a huge blow for us, and we have him back. He's the heart and soul of that defense, and he sets the tempo. He really does. And so having him back and some other guys, and obviously picking up Luke and some other guys in the offseason has been huge, and really kind of resurged this defense and bring a whole new energy to it. So we're really excited, you know, obviously, on both sides of the ball of that happening. And so, yeah, that's going to be kind of the difference maker, I think, this season.